May you experience the tender embrace of our loving Heavenly Father. Truly, He longs to be your real daddy. Please, my precious ones, open your heart to Him and allow yourself the time and prayers to know Him. Ask your angels to help you still and calm your heart and focus on Him. This is the season of the tribulation. He is releasing the glory to us so we may operate in signs and wonders, confirming the Lord's word, so that all men may come to the saving knowledge of Christ. Have you been praying for the gift of healing, for the gifts of signs and wonders? Well, now is your time to draw close to the Father. Well, the time is near. Things are going to happen in this world that are going to turn men's hearts to God, and you'll be there to demonstrate His love and His power. So draw close to the Father. Soak in the Father's presence. Adore and worship the Father. He is ready and waiting for you. His angels are at your service. Please use them. Call upon them to help you recognize the Father's voice for Him. He is there for you. All that you need to do is act in faith, and you will see Him, and you will hear Him, and have deep conversations with Him. Heart dwellers, I know it's hard to believe, but understand that He wants to be that close to you more than you want it. He desires your company. It blesses Him and brings Him joy. Surely we can repay our loving God by waiting for Him in holy reverence. I want to share with you Father God's most recent visitation and fulfilling promise to all of us to have a wonderful family relationship with those who love Him and dwell in His heart. I have had several visitations from Him over the years that truly reveal His tender love for all of us, no matter how we mess up. But this last one melted me. Jesus said in Scripture, "Call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven." Matthew 23:9. Even as He declared that, He meant it with all His heart. The role of a father has become so perverted in so many different ways. People no longer know what it's like to have a real father. But if you grow close to God, you will find Him to be the kindest, most loving man you have ever known. Yes, this is the season. He wants to comfort and teach all His sons and daughters. Come closer and cling to Him. I didn't have a father on this earth, so I had no idea what to expect. But I have experienced Father God to be so kind, so humble, and innocent, and loving, that my heart truly melts before Him. He gave me a song for Him. It is called, "Come to Me." It began, "Come to me, can't you see just how much I love you?" And it's a free download from our site, or YouTube, or you can buy it on Amazon. The visitation began when I was worshiping God the Father while listening to Golden Altar Worship by Freddie and Rebecca Haler in our afternoon prayer meeting, which is a truly inspired album. I became engulfed in the Shekinah glory, which was very strong. Suddenly, I was in heaven with an angel on either side supporting me. The room was gigantic, with long stairs leading up to Father God's throne. The angels filled the space above, and worshipers stood worshiping upon the translucent floor below. We were approaching Father God, who sat upon the throne high above us. The two angels began to help me climb the sweeping stairs, because I was very little, about 5 or 6 years old, and the stairs came up to my knees. When we were halfway up, the angels stayed behind, and I was approaching the throne all alone, in a long white gown with yellow trim, and a crown of yellow and white daisies. When I came to the last step, I looked up into my father's eyes, and he smiled. Just then, in that very second, white pearls of all different sizes burst out from the throne, bouncing and rolling in a cascade like a waterfall of iridescent waves. In that moment, our eyes met in joyous laughter. I was afraid to move because of all the rolling pearls beneath my feet. But before I knew it, I was lifted up and flew into his waiting arms, catching me in midair. My little head rested on his broad shoulder, and my long blonde curls reached down to his arm. I held on to him with all my might. I finally had a real father. He embraced me with such warmth and sat me down on his right knee, saying with great conviction, "This is where you belong, right here on my knee. Yes, this is where you belong." I began to cry. I never had a father, let alone the God of heaven and earth, to love me. Tears of gratitude began to flow down my cheeks as I exclaimed, "Oh my God, this feels so right, a place of peace and everlasting safety. Do I really belong here?" I could not contain my tears as I realized that God, the Almighty, Creator of the universe, really loved and accepted me. Even as I cried in deep regret that I had not used all the graces He gave me as I should have, now I have several health issues that are crippling me with a piano and typing, plus computer failures. I can only surmise these are straight from hell. Dear Lord, are you cultivating heroic patience in me? Now, doing the simplest thing is so much harder, but you can do it through me, and you do. I cried and cried in true contrition, begging for his help. His gaze was tender and comforting as he held me ever so closely in his warm arms. I felt so safe and so secure in my daddy's embrace. Truly, I finally have a father, and this place is my home. He picked me up and set me on a throne to his right. Suddenly, Jesus came walking in from an area to the side of the throne, from behind curtains, and Father God left us. All of it was so very holy. I was beside myself with a joy that continued to linger in my heart all night and through the next few days. I had gone to confession earlier that day and prayed for one of my sisters who was being seriously oppressed. Also, I saw her being carried to the throne on a stretcher by two angels. Oh, the Shekinah was so very strong. We had all entered into the holy, heartfelt worship together. I was buzzed for the rest of the night. Something had changed in me. Oh, Lord, don't let me forget. I felt like my heart had been chained in a dark prison, and it was finally restored. I felt so much love from my father, and it was spilling out onto others. For many months, I have been struggling with a lack of direction and enthusiasm, even though I longed for it. Sure, I could see what the Lord wanted me to do, but I felt it wasn't connecting inside, so I couldn't begin because something vital was missing. Now I feel restored in motive and in carrying through with my mission. Glory to God. And thank you, Heart Dwellers, for your prayers. Jesus, I feel like you'd like to speak to us. He began, "You are right, my sweet one. I want everyone to know that there is no one more loving and tender than my Father. Do you remember your first encounter with him?" I do. I was pondering during prayer, what is the Father really like? And all of a sudden, a newborn baby appeared, swaddled in blankets. And I knew that was an answer to my prayer. His face was so pure and loving. He is as innocent and pure as a newborn babe, yet as loving and caring as a mature and responsible father. My dear ones, ask your angels to help you ascend to heaven through Jesus' heart. He's waiting for you, and your destiny is to be his very own son and daughter in a real, living relationship. That was the end of the message. I want to take a minute to thank you all so sincerely for contributing to the community in our time of greatest need. With these below-freezing temperatures, we've been able to buy substantial loads of firewood for the poor and feed them once a week. Thank you, beloved one. Your reward is secure in heaven. The Lord bless you.